The Colorado Avalanche, last year everything was going well for the Avalanche. They were winning a lot of games, getting a lot of production from a lot of players. Nathan MacKinnon was having an outstanding season. But this year, everything I guess that was going right last year seems to be going wrong this season. Drew Spivak from ESPN in Colorado joins us. Drew, it's really kind of been a complete role reversal season for them. For the entire organization, nobody has more than 20 points compared to last year, where all the offensive guys were scoring.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I mean, I was looking at the stats, before I came on with you, and just kind of comparing and contrasting a little bit to what we saw last year, and it's literally like everything is just completely flip-flopped from what went right last season compared to what's going wrong this season. And I think one of the biggest numbers that I look at is the fact that, in one-goal games last year, the Avalanche were so good. They won 28 games last year in one-goal games. This year they've only won 7. They've lost, I think, 15 one-goal games, or 14 or 15 one-goal games now. It's incredible. And just the lack of scoring, it seems like, on a consistent basis, not just from, from the top-line guys, but from the defensemen as well. It's really been a missing component to this team this year.
I know that the analytics suggested, they just couldn't keep getting outshot as much as they were last year and continue to win, but none of the analytics suggested that all of their guys collectively were having banner years offensively. Like, I'm kind of surprised that even though, they're getting outshot and stuff, but their offense has just completely evaporated. Is the power play struggling as much? Are guys not getting into shooting lanes, or are they just collectively all coming down to earth with their shooting percentages?
I think it's just it's a collective all coming down to earth. I mean, you talk about the power play. Last year, they were one of the best in the league. They were fifth in the league. This year, they're 26th. And I think a lot of it is they just spend too much time, especially when they're on their power play, they spend too much time just trying to make the fancy play and the pretty play, the highlight reel play, as opposed to just making the simple play and the right play. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that this is a team that just isn't playing with a lot of confidence right now, because you go back to last year and how everything seemed to go right for them on a nightly basis, and I don't think they quite realized just how good and how talented they were. And this year, when you flip-flop the roles, it's almost like they're waiting for something bad to happen. Even when they get something good going, they get a little production, they spend a little bit of a time in the offensive zone, it's almost like they kind of have this thing in the back of their head that says, what are we going to do to kind of mess it up tonight, and how are we going to blow this thing out of the water this evening? And it's been kind of a sad thing to watch this year, because there's so much talent on this team. I think that's the weird part. I know we all kind of thought, they're going to have a drop-off. They're not going to be able to succeed as well as they did last year. But to see them go from one of the best teams in the league last year to one of the worst this year, I think that's been the most surprising part, even though I know a lot of the analytical people thought that was going to happen. I don't think anybody really expected this much of a drop-off.
You look at Colorado and Nathan MacKinnon specifically. Last year, he had 63 points in 82 games, 24 goals, 241 shots. This year, in 31 games, he only has 5 goals, 19 points, and only 95 shots per game. When you look at MacKinnon, just overall, his point production, his plus-minus is minus 11. He was plus 20 last year. Are teams focusing on him different, and how much does he miss Paul Stastny?
I think he misses Paul Stastny a lot. I think that's one of the biggest issues with this team overall, is not having Paul Stastny to be a guy that creates scoring opportunities for a lot of these guys, and especially a guy like Nathan MacKinnon. Last year MacKinnon spent most of his time playing on the right side with Stastny and Gabriel Landeskog on a line together. And this year, now Patrick Waugh has moved MacKinnon back to center, and it almost seems like McKinnon's not quite comfortable playing the center position at the NHL level. He grew up playing center in juniors and things like that, so everybody kind of thinks automatically that he's going to translate that and be able to succeed at the NHL level. But, when I watch him, it's almost like he doesn't remind me of a guy that makes players around him better. It's almost like he needs somebody around him to make himself better and to kind of set him up, because, he doesn't strike me as much of an assist type of a guy. He's more of a goal-scoring type of guy, even though this year he's got 14 assists. But he's more of a guy that's able to do things on his own. And I just think the lack of kind of chemistry that he's been able to, or not been able to develop with these guys this year, has really hurt this team. He's played on, he's had a couple different line mates as far as on the right side. He's pretty much been with Gabe Landeskog this entire season. But I don't think there's any question that the loss of Paul Stastny, what he was able to do, not only on the offensive end of the ice, but on the defensive end of the ice, has not only hurt this Avalanche team, but specifically Nathan MacKinnon.
Yeah, it's amazing what happens when you don't have veteran experienced guys to help insulate your young players.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And, you know, and I think, you know, when I talked earlier about the guys that try too hard to make the fancy play, I think Nathan MacKinnon has been the most guilty of it this year. There's too many times where he's got an easy pass to make to create a scoring opportunity. He tries to just kind of skate around a defenseman or skate around another forward and just try to make the individual play instead of making the smart play. But, you know, I think you kind of tend to give him a little bit of a break, because you kind of forget that the kid's only 19 years old in his first, I mean, only his second, you know, professional season. So it's easy to kind of look at what he did last year and be real disappointed. Yeah, I think it's something he's going to grow with, and I think he's just a guy that needs to get his confidence back as well and get on one of those hot streaks and get this thing going again.
Well, Drew, Colorado, not at the lower level of Edmonton, but kind of in a similar situation. A lot of young, skilled offensive guys, but unfortunately not resulting in a lot of victories. I appreciate your time. I have a very Merry Christmas.
Hey, thank you, guys. Thanks for having me again.